We're here again with Michael Gaynor, running for mayor of the city of Buffalo. And this will be our last conversation before the election. And what I wanted to do in this episode is a little more basic than past ones, and just give you an opportunity to tell the voters one final time and concisely why people should vote for you. But a couple of points before we get to that, I just want to talk about how you got here, just the sort of the logistics. You started out in the Democratic primary, but you were taken off the ballot because you were sued by another candidate, I think, for two incorrect signatures. Can you, is that how it unfolded?
Yeah, well, it was literally a paperwork error where at the very beginning, my partner was out petitioning and I didn't even know she was out. Went to the co-op one day. It was day that she borrowed my vehicle. She left the petition in my van. I picked it up about a week later, just assuming that it was my petition, and finished it off. So, and then I signed it as the witness statement. Well, there was a woman that signed for her husband because he was legally blind. She's his proxy and was allowed to do that. But when they questioned her, they found out that they had signed for a young lady, not for myself. And that was the petition that threw the whole thing out. It was just basically one petition getting inadvertently with me. I gained nothing from it, because had I known it was her petition, I would have just had her sign the witness statement, not myself. But in the court of law, if you know, a small error like that, a paperwork error where the wrong petition ends up in the wrong person's hands, is it, particularly if it's the candidate, it's a reason for dismissal of the whole application. But they literally went through thousands of signatures, made hundreds of phone calls, visited people's homes to get to the point where they would find that one mistake. It was
so who does that? Is it the state or is it the Democratic Party?
Oh no, so what you can do when you're a candidate, I can challenge anybody's petitions as a candidate. I can look through their petitions. I can contact voters. I can do that. So Sean Ryan's campaign actually did that. They spent his campaign contributions or his Senate staff or his election staff, who knows? But staff of his went through all of those petitions. I was served with about 2.5 inches of paper, which categorized every single one of my signatures. And I will tell you that it was a simple error. Like, I gained nothing from it, and it was a mistake. But, it was also my first time ever doing a large-scale petitioning process like that. So we learned a lot, and then we got it right during the independent petitioning process. We had all of our petitions challenged again, generally. You submit general petitions within 72 hours of the petitions being submitted, and then you have a week to submit specific objections. So we were challenged by Scanlon, Sean Ryan, and Garnell Whitfield. None of them submitted specific objections, and we cleared with almost twice the number of signatures than we needed.
Okay. It seems like a Byzantine process that I don't totally understand or can quite rationalize, but I think that's probably
it's an intentionally tedious, cumbersome process that is designed to keep people out, or to at least provide an opportunity for the party or the candidate with the most resources to challenge and beat or throw off the ballot candidates that, you know, are smaller, lesser known, independent, you know, grassroots candidates. And it has been a cycle that has been repeated. It has been a tool that has been used for decades to get people off the ballot. We've seen it in city council races, county races, state races. It is a tool of the party to minimize Democratic participation. There's no other way to say it. There's way easier ways. Lower bar for signatures, lower bar for admission, and those are things that we're going to look at for sure as we look at the charter review process, as we look at ways to improve voter reform statewide. And I think that, you know, our campaign varies in that we want Democratic participation. So removing those barriers is something that I prioritize as a candidate, as a citizen, as a someone that embraces core Democratic values.
Okay. And then you know, I'm going to sort of lead into, which ties into what you're exactly what you're saying here, you know, sort of where you stand in this race. You know, you are running on an independent line,
mm-hmm.
In a system that, you know, we are a real democratic stronghold here. And I think, you know, this happens in all parts of the country, so this is not unique to Buffalo.
Mm-mm.
But what happens in our two-party system is, you know, people align with a party for various reasons and then just end up checking the box. So if mm-hmm. you're, like, let's say you're in whatever part of the country and everybody there is a Republican, you check the R box and you check the D box here. And then the other component of that same system is fundraising. And, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get sort of reform, campaign reform. People have tried over the years, both, you know, the last big effort was actually John McCain and Bernie Sanders together
uh-huh.
trying to reform how campaigns are funded. But the fundraising is A, both people who support a particular candidate,
mm-hmm.
and then also B, the people, and this happens at all levels of government, that are just throwing money at the candidate because they want to be in favor, like all the people that are paying for the ballroom now in Washington, D.C.,
right.
for example. So these are things that put independent candidates or lesser-known candidates at a real disadvantage. So how have you sort of combated that in your campaign?
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's also the incumbent or the kind of the, you know, the current political system or movement. Because if you look at just Buffalo, that's a one-party city, and you look at, you know, how the majority of resources are allocated. Like right now, tonight, Kennedy is having a big fundraiser. Lots of people lining up to support him. You know, he's a congressperson. He's got his hands on the strings of allocating lots of money, bringing lots of money to this region. Senator Ryan has been, you know, in the same position, allocating state resources, you know, money to the greenhouse on the east side, money to the Irish Center last year, you know, and to community centers and to developers and all this kind of thing. So, you know, people are hesitant to challenge the existing machine that currently rewards them or is at least in a position to allocate resources to further their cause. And then we see it on the other end where, you know, even if it's not resources, where the party system will bully people if they come out on the wrong side of a party supported issue. You know, we saw that with the Humboldt Parkway, you know, where it, you know, if you have a different opinion than the dominant political view, and in this case, the Democratic Party wanted to build that tunnel. They wanted to build it, and they bullied people that stood up to them, and or they just plain right shut them out. Like they did with us. It took a movement of people raising $250,000 to retain counsel to fight back against elected representatives that did not stand up for our people, that did not support the Humboldt Parkway residents. Like we shouldn't have to do that. Like we elect people to represent and be the voice of the people, not to be an echo chamber for what the party wants. And that's why we're in this position now with one party rule.
And so that leads us into the final, I guess, topic or question or statement or however we want to call it of, you know, why should people vote for you on November 4th?
Well, I will tell you right now that Senator Sean Ryan exemplified exactly why I need to be the next mayor yesterday by standing up in front of everyone and saying that it's okay to have mayors in control for 20 years, that term limits are not necessary, that we do not need to limit the power of elected officials in our political environment. And I wholeheartedly, completely, and entirely disagree. I want to be standing on the debate stage in 4 years, running for re-election with 10 candidates on stage with me, where we can talk about and debate and discuss. And I want every major network to be hosting a debate in every corner of the city where people can come and ask questions and engage with their political leaders. Because for me, that is what democratic participation is about. That's what is to be held accountable for your actions. And I would hope that the work that we do together as a city for the next year, will 4 years, will speak for itself. That I will be able to stand on the success of initiatives that we talked about right now, that we have by 4 years from now, that we will have in play. I want to see us, you know, actually fully restoring the parkway in 4 years. I want to see young people planting tens of thousands of trees and getting mentoring and support to do things. I want to see neighbors building neighborhoods enacted in every community so that our communities are in the driver's seat of decision making, not the 21 employees in the mayor's office. It's like, it's not what I feel is best in every instance. Our neighborhoods know what's best for their communities, what their needs are, what projects should be taking priority. And I'm going to support them in every way that I can. And I would hope that the things that we've talked about are important. But most importantly, what we're going to do is we're going to, through this new charter review process, we are going to set a new standard for how we engage our local communities and how we empower decision-making with the residents of this city. We are going to pass a Citizens Bill of Rights that is going to empower residents, that is going to pass term limits for city elected officials, that's going to put decision-making into the hands of our communities, that's going to support democratic initiatives that are going to strengthen and prevent horrific planning decisions, like we were just talking about. You know, the things that aren't happening that should be happening, right? And all of that comes because of a corrupted process. And we have the power in the next year to dictate how we make decisions, how we support participatory democracy in this city for the next century. Like, we are in a position to do that right now. We have a superb team of commissioners that have come together that are excited about this opportunity. People don't know exactly what the implications are. Not all of our residents do, but I will tell you, we are at the precipice of doing something transformative in the way that we think about democratic participation here in the city. And I think that that's why an independent voice, someone that's not married to a machine, someone that's not beholden to a party, someone that can bring together the best minds, the best ideas, the best initiatives to move our city forward is what this city needs now. I do not want a 20-year mayor. I don't want a 20-year Gaynor mayor. I don't want a 20-year Sean Ryan mayor. I want a mayor that is going to serve, that comes in with an initiative, that knows how to build a coalition, that knows how to elevate leaders and empower leaders so that the vision and the initiatives and the priorities that we have now are carried forth into the future. Not because of, you know, power and concentrated influence and patronage, but because of participation and possibility and vision. I think that is where we're at right now. People have a very, very important decision to make right now. Do they want to see a city that is controlled and that where the influence is controlled by one person and one party and we get the same outcome that we've seen for the last 20 years? Or they want to see a leader that's going to bring people together, that's going to get people excited, that's going to get people passionate and involved and engaged with the conversation, that's going to pass new reforms in our city charter to make sure that is going to legislate how we make decisions moving forward, well beyond my two terms. Like, that is the position that we're in today. And we have a possibility, and all we have to do to get that, to make that happen, is get people to come to the polls and deviate from the straight Democratic ballot line voting and think about all of the candidates and what their choice is today. You know, I talk to people, they think that, well, I have to vote for a Democrat or Republican. You don't need to. You can vote for an independent voice. You can vote for bringing more people to the table. You can vote for eliminating patronage and political machines and the influence of big money. For a government that's actually accountable to people, that's responsive to people, that's transparent in how it makes decisions, and that brings together a world-class group of leaders to help us achieve our potential as a world-class city. That's my commitment. And I got 2 terms to do it. So you better believe from the first day, we're gonna be, you know, rubber meets the road, making things done, making sure that we get the best out of that time.
Well, Mike, the thing that comes to mind as you say this is probably the best thing that happened is that one signature got messed up and you got to be on an independent line. I want to say that I've genuinely enjoyed our conversations, and I look forward to continuing them. And I would just say I wholeheartedly agree with you, and that's a big reason why I've been doing this is, you know, we all as citizens do have a voice, even though sometimes it feels like we don't, and that voice is going to the ballot box.
Right.
So I'm gonna, whoever you vote for, I hope everybody goes.
Yeah.
So,
and I'll just add that we are the Restore Buffalo ballot line. We are the last name on the list of the mayoral candidates. I'll also throw a shout out to Miss Betty Jean Grant, who's also running on the Restore ballot line, Restore Buffalo ballot line. She and I worked together because when you're building an alternative movement, a democratic movement, a movement that's going to challenge the political machine, the Democratic Party machine, you know, you need to work together. You got to collaborate. You need to, you know, bring voice to as many different alternatives and possibilities as you can. Learn more about my campaign at michaelgaynerformayor.com. We're the last ballot, last name on the ballot. They saved the best for last. Michael Gaynor for mayor. Thank you.
Thanks again, Mike.